Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Oh, and welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Well, welcome, where I've just taken my bra off.
Literally.
Yes.
But you did give me a warning, which I thought was really polite. And quite the bra it is.
Yes, it is, actually. It's my neon bra. Do you know, I had this conversation...
Stop traffic with that.
I had this conversation with my sister-in-law the other day. I only own 2 bras. Have I talked to you about this before?
You've definitely mentioned that you have limited amounts of underwear before.
Right. I've only owned 2 bras. She couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it. And she told her boss, who also couldn't believe it.
I can't believe you've only owned
2
bras.
No, I know. But I've just got a neon one and a nude one. And I just alternate between the two. I mean, they're probably not, you know, as clean as they could be. Full disclosure here. But, you know, they serve me perfectly well. I don't feel the need to get others. 2 bras. She's like, I said, how many bras have you got? She said, I've got about 12. I just couldn't. I've got no point of reference for it. You know what I mean?
What about your sister? How many has Lorna's got?
Well, Lorna wears like...
Different shape,
yeah,
isn't she?
She's different shape and she wears, like bralettes and stuff. That's how she gets round things.
She gets about.
Yeah, she gets about with things like that. But yeah,
June's
2
got
bras.
A whole room for them.
Oh my God, June's got a whole chest of drawers pulling them out. Absolutely.
June
my
got
God.
Sucked in during the Trini and Susanna constant trips to Rigby and Pella.
Amen.
Do you remember that?
Oh my God. Where they can look at you and they know your size, they don't have to measure you. Yes. Oh my gosh, Portslade crew, welcome. And look, because we are fully disclosing things, we've got wine.
We're having a wine.
We are having a little bit of wine.
Cheers,
today,
sweetie. Cheers.
On the podcast. Cheers, cheers, cheers. Because we are cheersing that Jules is on holiday. Jules is on holiday as we speak.
Yes, what's that? Can't
as
hear
you're,
you.
As you're listening to this, Jules will be in a vineyard, probably doing the same
doing
again.
The same.
Drinking the wine there. Lovely, lovely. Having a lovely time.
Oh, gosh. I hope it is lovely. Did I tell you what I did?
I don't know.
Oh my God, you'll die. When I was in New York, I got an email from the hotel. I'd booked this hotel for the wrong flipping month.
Oh,
they messaged, they were like,
not again.
They were like, Mr. Von Hepp, we're terribly worried that something's happened. Where are you? And I woke up in New York and I was like, oh crap, I've done it again. And Dutch went mental. I'm doing like work with them as well. And then they were fully booked for this wedding. And luckily they had a little guest house down the road that they'd been able to pop us up in.
Which will be hilarious in itself. Did you have to pay?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good of them.
No.
Good of
but
them.
Like this happened on when we finished Dry January, when Dutch went to this restaurant that I'd booked date night in. And they were like, we've got no booking.
Oh, no.
They had to give our
phone
number.
It's because all the
number.
Dates are the same, aren't they? Was it January and February? February and March. That they were all the same. They're all on the same day.
But yeah, in January, I booked on the wrong day and I'd booked the restaurant for Tuesday and Dutch was there on Friday.
Gosh.
Luckily, we got sat at the best table in the house. So, you know, these things tend to work out that way.
Oh, gosh. Portslade crew, welcome, welcome. Hello, come in, you gorgeous, gorgeous thing. I had a thing happen to me today that I've been dying to tell you about.
I've had something happen to me today too, so let's confess. This is a safe space.
I went in a shop and I was looking at some clothes. I was looking at a dress, actually. And I noticed that they had a lovely little Bath and Body corner. So I toddled over there. I thought, oh, yes, lovely, lovely. And you know the Dr. Pawpaw stuff that you can get?
Familiar.
Yes. Now, I didn't realise that this range, since I've used it, has branched out. And Dr. Pawpaw now is now doing a lot of colour, right? In there. Yeah, I don't know Dr. Pawpaw. What is it? It's like fermented stuff that you put on your lips. It's like lip balm, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
But I think it's from a pawpaw tree or maybe papaya.
But it's from
Australia and then it came over. Different packaging here to what it is in Australia, though. Throws me every time.
Interesting. Mm. Anyway, there was a lot lined up, so I grabbed one, bobbed it all over my lips.
Oh, God, this is like Lush
and
again.
And I walked all around the shop and I queued up because I did decide that I was going to buy something. Because there was a queue and I was by a mirror, I thought, I'll just see how this looks. Because I was buying a dress without trying it on, basically. So I thought, I'll go and... I know, I was feeling to hell with it. A laissez-faire attitude. So I held it up and it was only then that I looked up to realise the pawpaw that I put on my lips was not clear. No, no, no. It was bright red and I had put it all over me. I'd put it like all around my mouth. I looked totally drunk. I looked absolutely...
Oh, Sarah, how are we friends?
I just don't know how it happened. This is darling. How. Go on.
This morning, I went to a gig last night and we got in a little bit late.
Sure.
I'd had a few wines and I refused to go to bed without just lining that stomach.
Right.
So all that was available in the house, after doing a quick 360 in and out, were oatcakes. So I settled for oatcakes.
So often the way, isn't it?
So I was like,
all you want is sourdough, all you can find is an oatcake.
So I was like, I know what'll soak all this you want cheap is, wine up. It's 84 oatcakes. So I had oatcakes with butter, cleansed my face, double cleansed, brushed my teeth, went to bed.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning, full get ready routine, eye bags on, all of that. Brushed my teeth, left the house. And I was on the way to the bus stop and I was like, what the hell is this up inside my cheek? That's a bit of oatcake.
Oh,
I don't know. I was like, I'm sorry, how long has that been in there?
It happens.
Sarah, I put my tongue up inside my cheek. Now, my cheeks have dropped somewhat in the last few years, Portslade crew. I'm thinking about putting it on Right Move. There's so much space in there. I'm now like, I'm going to have to start doing full cavity checks. I'm not a light brusher. Like,
no,
I go
I'm
in
not,
and around.
I'm not, yeah.
Like, I'm there for a while.
Yeah, yeah, but missing things.
Missing it, but it was really in. God, and it was like a good chunk. I mean, it was a pleasant welcome surprise.
Yes,
on
a
the
joy
way to
surprise.
It's like, oh. Oh, fabulous.
Oh, great. Thanks very much. What?
But then
just
I was also
happens,
like,
though.
Imagine...
Happens to me with baked beans.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
If you eat a baked bean, often the skin of a baked bean can be found days later.
I thought about all the nightclub clues I've been in. I thought about keys. Where could I put those?
Do you know, I had John... I mean, I went out for... I'd sort of been out, had lunch, had a full afternoon talking to people. And then it was only when I got home... Talking to people. You know, it was only when I got home, John went, oh my God, what's that? And I had the biggest bit of parsley, like enormous. It looked like a black tooth.
Well,
people should say.
At my brother's birthday, my brother has just recently shaved all his beard off and he laughed. I never realised one of his back molars never came through because he's had a beard for so long. I was like, what the hell's that back there? He has totally got a massive gap.
Why would you not see that for his beard?
Well, it was very big.
Oh, I see.
Nick had a
like
very
right around
big,
the mouth.
It was a very big, prominent beard that you just wanted to caress.
Okay, yeah, sure. Could you have plaited it?
Oh, he needed oil.
Oh,
I like stroking it. I like to just lie and stroke him like a terrier.
Yes, sure. And he's got rid of it, has he?
He's completely got rid of it for his 30th birthday. So he now looks 27. At which point Sheila was like, maybe you should get rid of your beard. But I was like, not a chance. Not with this chin.
No.
Forget it.
No, you're better off as
this
you
is with
are,
me for
darling.
Life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Oatcake smuggling. It's my new thing.
Yeah, great. Great.
I'll bring you a bottle back from South Africa.
When I was up with Lucy Sheridan's for her soiree a couple of weeks ago, was up at Lucy Sheridan's, we were hammered and she was like, let's have an Alka-Seltzer before bed. Well, I've always steered well clear.
Before bed, smart.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want one. I don't like them. She was like, drink it. Like this. She put it in front of me. I had it. It wasn't that bad. It just tastes like fizzy water. I don't know why I always thought it would be horrible. I could not believe. I woke up the next morning tired, fresh as a daisy, no headache.
Yeah, it really does make a difference.
I cannot believe after all this, 35
especially
years,
at your Christmas.
Absolutely. Especially the way I go on a Wednesday night, Alka-Seltzer. I mean, I'm converted entirely.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Will we do a bit of correspondence?
Let's. There's some sort of letter here.
Yes,
I think you
absolutely.
Should open that.
Oh, really?
Yes, I want a sip of my
wine.
Okay,
now this is a right. Now, I can see from the stamp, it's come from the US of A. And this looks like Texas.
Oh,
this looks like it's a letter from Texas. It's come a long, long way.
Texas, what?
Texas.
What?
Texas.
You sound like you're doing it like Texas the band.
Texas. And it is a very chic thank you card.
That's actually a bit of a fusion of you and me, actually.
Yeah, it's a millennial pink with a gold embossed writing. Dear Jules and Sarah, greetings from Texas. Please do this card with your regular beautiful voices. Oh, and shame. Maybe I'll do enjoy that.
Damn.
I am the biggest fan of you all. # Portslough Crew and Wobble. Needless to say, I am caught up with both. This is why I'm writing to you. You two are such a force of good and light. My spirits are, or were, very high this morning after listening to Wobble with Lauren Mahan.
Oh,
love her.
Great
amazing
episode.
Amazing episode. And my day was changed. Such a positive and inspiring episode. We had a super double underlined, productive and great day at work. And a little incident ruined my mood. So I am listening to the same Wobble episode to fall back on the positive side of the wagon. What a great thing to do.
Good suggestion, actually.
This is my way of saying thank you and sharing a bit of my life with you two, as you shape so much of yours. Thank you for being such a positive force. Love you both, Tanya. And I would say that is a kiss from Tanya there. I would say that is a lipstick-marked kiss. Off
quite
of
the lips
Tanya. It is actually. God, gorgeous. And you've done well to put it in that corner, actually, Tanya.
Looks like a Ruby Woo, if I'm not mistaken.
We love you writing to us. We can. That is so
lovely.
What
Texas.
A lovely note from Texas. And then what a lovely thing to do that she's going about a day. She listened to Wobble. It put her in a good mood. Something kind of knocked her off and she went back to Wobble.
But then she wrote the note.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really
gorgeous.
Nice when you tell us stories like this, because obviously Sarah and I, we make the podcast, but we don't know how it we don't know what's
happening. We don't know what you're doing.
Once we put it up and you listen, we don't know what you're doing. So this is lovely.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. So nice. So nice to know where you're listening and how you're listening. God, we love that. We really do.
This is good.
The Port Slew Crew Facebook group. Just search Port Slew Crew.
Yes, it's there. It's easily trackable.
There's also the Instagram.
Jules and Sarah podcast.
And
I'm Jules Von Hepp.
And I'm at this Sarah Powell. And we will give out the PO box at the end of the podcast. How is your mother?
She got caught in the Brexit parade.
I didn't know what you were going to say. What do you mean?
Well,
in central London?
Yeah.
Trafalgar Square?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she got stuck.
It is a long way to travel down to go to Waitrose.
No, so Ken and Sheila came down for Nick's birthday, 30th. We went to Kettner's.
Happy birthday, Nick.
I had fish goujons.
Oh, heaven.
Mm,
they
were
I had
really
a goujon
nice.
This weekend. What were yours? What fish?
Place.
Mm, these were cod. Cornish cod.
Truffle fries.
Oh, you were not where I was. John, we had a choice actually. It was a fish and chip place and you could have skinny fries or big fat chips. I went for skinny fries, call me crazy. Lovely crushed minted pea. Anyway,
good.
I'm distracting, go on.
So I said to them, look, don't get a cab, get public transport because the tube will be quicker to get in.
Yeah.
She walked in a foul mood. She looked like she'd been to Bedlam and back. Hair was slightly ruffled. Trench looked a little bit scuffed.
She was draped in an EU flag. Yeah.
She had blue lines painted across her face.
Yeah, sure.
She was blowing that bugle on the way in.
Holding a placard, not on my watch.
Sorry, I'm late, darling.
Just had to go and protest.
So anyway, she cast it off and got into the swing of the party pretty quickly and didn't really mention too much of it. And then she asked me to book her an Uber Lux when she was leaving. She can't travel. Black cab was too difficult to book.
Yeah.
So she was like, book me one of those posh Ubers. So then the Uber got stuck, couldn't come, so they had to go back on the tube.
Oh,
so
God.
I didn't speak to her since. Now, they had been drinking heavily. Now, Ken on the train back is usually an absolute nightmare. Lots of heckling, lots of giggling, lots of random texts.
Okay,
Loves selfies on the train on the way back.
Yeah.
I think Sheila just sees it as anything to keep him awake.
Yeah, sure.
Keep him awake. Yeah, keep him active. I then caught up with Sheila the next day. And she described the tube on the way back to King's Cross from Leicester Square as she was ruffled.
Right, yeah.
She was deeply ruffled. I was like, that's an interesting way of describing commuting, Sheila, but I actually think that makes sense for you. She was like, I'm ruffled and I won't be doing it again anytime soon.
Right, she's not like, coming down again.
She was like, all that Brexit. And she was like, I just got caught in the wrong end of it.
Unfortunately, it's becoming more and more clear, Sheila, there is not a right end of it to be caught in at
all. No.
But that's not for now.
Oh, God. Speaking of protests, how's June?
Not one to be seen with a placard, June.
I think June would be good at waving a banner
around. She would, yes, but she'd like a sit down. That's the only thing. She'd like to know there was a seat at the end of it, perhaps a little cornered off area where she could see all of the speakers and enjoy the protest, but perhaps from a civil distance.
Very Downton.
Yeah, very Downton, as always.
Some sort of rope involved.
June's had an incident, right? Which I think you're going to enjoy. And I think it's very similar to one of our favourite stories that we talk about at any given opportunity, which was when June went to the loo at Sainsbury's and was told, don't go in, they're just too shitty, right?
By a Sainsbury's cleaner.
Yes,
we
yes,
must
by
ask.
The woman who... No, she wasn't the cleaner, she was just doing the bins, if you remember. Anyway... June has... Now, do you remember that June's Pilates centre burnt down?
Yes.
Yes, do you remember?
God, no.
Still no news on that. No further inquiries at the moment to inform you about. But June has, so consequently, they keep going to the gym. A gym has offered them the space for them to be able to do the Pilates. Oh, they're right. Going to the gym.
I thought you meant June anyway, was pumping iron.
God, no. June was going from Pilates at the gym to the dentist, right? So she thought, yeah.
Full morning.
So she did a little, she did her session, she got changed, and she thought, I'll just freshen up, right? So she brought her toothpaste and her toothbrush with her in a zipped case, no doubt, which is probably the same zipped case that she used to bring a damp flannel in to clean us when we were children. No baby wipes then.
I also like the fact that she could have cleaned her teeth before she left for Pilates and just done it.
Because no, she
wouldn't
did
have
both.
Eaten anything.
No, but she wanted a freshener, nevertheless. She might have eaten something. She might have had a coffee. I can't rule out that she might have had a coffee.
A little Alpen bar or
something. Oh, yeah, something. An Alpen bar? You must be joking. No. She's going full throttle. She would have had the end off somebody else's brownie. That's what would have happened here. Anyway, so she wanted a little freshen up. So she goes over to the sinks in the bathroom, right?
At the gym.
At the gym. She starts running the water. She starts brushing her teeth. Only to her horror, right? I've missed out a bit of the story. She had cake with Jill. That's what it was.
Oh,
she said that's why she was brushing her teeth, because she had cake with Jill. Anyway, she goes over to the sinks. She starts. She chose the one on the end as to be discreet, right? So she starts brushing her teeth. To her horror, she realises the water's not going down. The water with June's toothy
spit,
yes, is going in, but it's not going away, right? The water's filling up, it's gross, it's horrible, she's panicking, right? She's swilling, but it's not going anywhere.
Did she just move sinks?
No, she couldn't move sinks because she'd already blocked this one. She didn't know if it was the
lot. How much was she spitting?
Well, it wasn't. The sink was blocked. It was out of order, but nobody had put a sign up. She didn't know. She was like, I could have chosen from any of them. All of the others, Jill showed her the water was running freely, but not June's sink. Anyway, she'd finished, right? She packs up all her stuff. Somebody comes in. Who's left this sink like this? Somebody came in. Who would leave a sink like this? How absolutely disgusting. June said nothing. Scarpered.
But left her DNA laced in the sink. That'll come out when she beeps her gym membership card.
And June Powell to reception, please.
Oh, will we do a bit of news from the north?
Oh my God, let's. This one comes from Hull Live.
Hello, Hull.
Palmer Violet flavoured cider is now being sold, but not everyone is excited about it.
God, I mean, how much more stuff are they going to flavour with Palmer Violet? Wait, do you remember when we had the cheese?
That was interesting.
Oh, God, it was vile.
Beer garden weather is on the horizon as temperatures are getting hotter, and there's nothing better than kicking back with a cold pint of cider.
I'll say.
With this in mind, it's no surprise to see that One Drinks Company has announced a new flavour. A Palmer Violet version of Brothers Cider has been revealed in a bottled form, but it has caused a huge debate since an image was shared onto Facebook group Extreme Couponing and Bargains UK.
Of course.
The post, despite only being shared yesterday, has attracted 10,000 comments and more than 4,000 likes. Someone online has described the idea of Palmer Violet cider as disgusting.
Is it purple? Please say
it's purple.
That it's purple.
While others have called it a game changer. One person said, finally a cider I can get on board with. Now this is a game changer, said another. Absolutely need, added someone else. However, one user who remained unconvinced by the new release said, love cider, love Palmer Violet, not together.
Now that is a shame.
Another said, disgusting, can't think of anything worse. According to the Brothers website, the cider has a delicate flavour of sweet violets with a subtle hint of floral notes and a delicious local Somerset apples. Those who were keen to try it said it is now available at more than 900 Green Kings pubs across the UK.
Good News Lord. Ends. Would you?
I was thinking about it.
Is there a picture?
There is a picture.
Oh, God, it's very purple, isn't it?
It looks like an all-berry smoothie, which is where I got interested. Mm. I was like, you could really fool people, actually, in the health food shop.
Yes, imagine that.
I'll just have my all-berry smoothie, thanks.
Yes, thanks so much. Now I've finished on the spin class.
I think it would be nice on a severe hangover.
God, I think we should try it. I think we should seek it out and try it. Yes.
Gosh.
I know. I've been having wine and I'm making bold statements.
Feeling
now,
okay.
My news from the north comes from the Knutsford Guardian, with news from Wilmslow and surrounding areas, just to be clear. Pet pooch with star quality sought for Oliver production at Buxton.
What?
Has your dog got star quality? Then maybe you've hit the bullseye. If your pet pooch is the canine equivalent of Bradley Cooper or Saoirse Ronan, they could win a place in a production of Oliver coming to Buxton Opera House in May. The theatre is looking for a well-trained dog with good acting ability to play the iconic role of Bullseye in the forthcoming musical. The successful candidate will need to be an English Bull Terrier and will need to have a naturally fierce look, but with a lovely offstage friendly disposition.
Sorry, but as you're reading this, the image of loads of dogs turning around like, oh, like that could be me.
What a niche thing, though. It's got to be an English Bull Terrier with a naturally fierce look but lovely offstage friendly disposition.
We don't want any self in health and
very
safety.
Very well trained. Your pet needs to be well behaved as his owner, you will need to be prepared to go on stage in costume to look after him or her. To register for the audition, please send a photograph to please send a photograph to Pat Russell. What are the chances? Pat Russell. Oh my gosh, please include your contact number and address as well as the name of your dog. Oliver is one of the best known British musicals since its premiere in 1960, and it has established itself as a masterpiece of entertainment for all to enjoy. Oliver has enjoyed successful long runs all over the world, including on Broadway, the West End, and of course the award winning film. Lionel Bart also received the 1963 Tony Award for Best Original Score for Oliver. Oliver will be performed at the Buxton Opera House on May the 24th to the 26th of May and June the 5th to the 9th.
Do you think there's some sort of like high pedigree English bulldog breeder up there?
Yeah.
There must be like to have... To put an advert out that's so specific, there must be quite the choice.
Yes, there must be up there.
Because
also,
I'm like, I literally must see...
I can't remember the last time I saw one.
Oh, there's a couple round west.
Oh, is there? Sure.
A couple of my clients have got them as well. They're lovely. Very stubborn, though. That's not the dog you want on stage.
No.
English bulldog.
Yeah, an English bulldog terrier. An English bull terrier. You know,
oh,
the white
a bull
ones.
Terrier.
Like, have you seen Oliver?
Grimmy's got one.
Right. Oh, well, maybe you should get in touch with them.
Pig has got a very good offstage disposition.
Very interesting.
And he'd go on stage.
Could he go on stage in costume?
I'll put on a message.
Yes. Let
I'll
him
text
know
him now.
Because this could be Pig's big break. Now, do you want to play the game? Okay, Jules, with that in mind, from News from the North, you have 20 seconds to name as many musicals as you can. Go!
Oliver, Annie, Wicked, oh, Aladdin, oh my gosh, Cats, oh, Sound of Music. What, Les Mis? I hate Les Mis. oh my god, Hairspray.
Ooh.
Grease.
Mm.
Oh.
And that's it. 20 seconds is up. I'll give you a point if you can name the ABBA musical. The ABBA musical. It's one of the biggest musicals of all time.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Thank God. Do you know that?
No, you're taking me back to when I was at the ABBA exhibition when I became a hologram of Bjorn and got very confused. That was in Melbourne. It was great.
We adore you for listening. It really is. It really does take on a life force of its own when we've had wine. We adore you for listening. You can write to us, of course.
Stay with me.
Absolutely. Post us things. The address is...
The Portslade Crew HQ.
PO Box
6-7-4-7.
London.
N.
W.
5-9. G.
H. And we do always finish on Jules' word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
I've gone for an affirmation.
Oh, lovely.
Love yourself. It is important to stay positive because beauty comes from the inside out.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.